67-year-old Harry Partch is a composer who has gone against the grain of traditional music for most of his life. So when the Los Angeles newspapers advertised the premiere of his opera, Delusion of the Fury, based on Japanese and African folk tales, we decided to pay a visit to Mr. Partch. It was a premiere that almost did not take place. We met the white-haired, white-bearded composer on stage at the University of California the evening before the opera premiere. We chose this spot for the interview because Mr. Partch constructs his own instruments, huge statuesque pieces made from a variety of materials ranging from glass laboratory bowls to sections of bamboo. Mr. Partch composes in a microtoned scale, at least 47 tones where the ordinary piano keyboard has 12. And he has built his instruments to accommodate his music. They and the musicians that play them take an important role in the opera. On stage, a dress rehearsal had just finished, and we asked Mr. Partch if he would demonstrate the instruments for us.
Surely, I call these cloud chamber bowls because I found them at Berkeley at the radiation lab, and they were used, the centers were used at that time for experiments in tracing nuclear particles. And so they were cloud chamber experiments, you see, and so I got the name from there. But
what are the names of some of the other instruments?
Well, where are we here? I'll start over there. Marimba Eroica, bass marimba, dime marimba, it goes higher. And this is an alto marimba, so that's this is a quadrangularis reversum. This is a boo, 64 sections of giant bamboo. That's a zymoxyl. It's a combination of zymo, meaning fermentation, and xyl, meaning wood. It's...
Wow. Oh, no.
Over there on the left, one of the huge instruments suddenly tumbled off its platform. It fell some 3 feet or so to the stage. It carried another instrument with it. Let's go over to see what happened. It looks like a complete disaster. Broken bits of wood all over the place, strings snapped, a sounding board broken. This one's the big lyre-like instrument Mr. Partch calls the kithara, and it looks like a total wreck. Mr. Partch and the musicians are trying to hoist it back into place to see whether it can be ready for the performance. It's an old one. All the time, all the patience put in putting that instrument together. Mr. Partch, how old is that?
1938, that was put together.
Have you ever had an accident like this before?
No, never.
One of the instruments
no.
fell
Harry?
Over?
No.
Okay, this soundboard's intact. That's intact.
I'm sorry, Ed. I just can't go on with this. I just can't.
Well,
I can't because it just distresses me.
As Mr. Partch said, he was much too distressed to go on with the interview. We left having grave doubts whether the opera, Delusion of the Fury, would have its first performance the following evening. But Mr. Partch and his conductor, Dan Lee Mitchell, worked through the night, desperately gluing broken pieces together, setting in new strings. And, with a prayer that everything would hold together, the performers and instrumentalists took their places the opening night. Everything held together. Instruments, music, singers, dances. And the critics were appreciative. Delusion, said the Los Angeles Times, is a work of daring, with unmistakable freshness, vitality, and ingenuity. Part of the delight of Delusion, wrote the critic, lies in its shock effect and its almost quaint exotica. The more crucial appeal, however, involves the ever-changing subtlety of its textures, the exploratory quality of its far-out sounds and sound combinations, and, above all, the determined discipline of its construction. For 67-year-old Harry Partch, a successful performance, and a premiere that almost did not take place. Edwin Gordon, VOA, Los Angeles.